Watch, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vows to remove politics from the classroom in inaugural address. By Brecken Ftis on January 15, 2022. Richmond, Virginia, newly inaugurated Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., promised to remove politics from the classroom in his inaugural address, pledging to take action on the education issues that propelled him to the governor's mansion in Richmond. "We will remove politics from the classroom," he declared, prompting likely the loudest applause of his entire speech. "I come to this office ready to lead and serve starting on day one," he said, referencing his campaign theme of day one reforms. "We'll start where the future is determined, in the classroom," he said, vowing to raise standards, teacher pay, and invest in facilities and children with disabilities. Education became a dark horse issue against the Democrats in Virginia's off-year gubernatorial election as parents became incensed with the prevalence of Marxist critical race theory indoctrination, wide-reaching transgender policies allowing boys to use girls' restrooms in locker rooms, and draconian coronavirus policies keeping children out of schools. Speaking to parents in Virginia, Youngkin said, "We will empower you in the education of your children. Parents have a fundamental right to make decisions with regard to their child's upbringing," he declared. "Watch. Somewhere along the way," he said, "we've lost the ability to show respect to one another. To disagree without being disagreeable. And we've tried to silence the people most responsible for the lives of our young children, their parents. Parents should have a say in what is taught in schools," he continued, to applause. "To parents I say, we respect you and we will empower you in the education of your children." Youngkin was sworn into office on the steps of the Virginia State Capitol, along with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Attorney General Jason Miaras, at noon on Saturday. Brecken Ftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Ftis.